Good afternoon. It's Leslie Harrison here on Afternoon Jazz, where we are celebrating today, October 16th, the music and the birthday of trumpeter Roy Hargrove. We are very, very happy to have a very special guest in our studios here at WBGO, a collaborator, a composer, a vocalist, a friend, Ms. Renee Neufil. How are you, Renee?
Hi, Leslie.
Welcome to WBGO.
Thank you, Leslie.
You're so welcome, especially on this wonderful occasion of celebrating our friend Roy Hargrove.
Yes.
You have written a song that is dropping October 25th. And what's the name of that too?
The song is called Something to Believe, and I co-wrote it with Justin Robinson.
Justin Robinson, an alto saxophonist who has been a collaborator, a long-term collaborator with Roy Hargrove. Mm-hmm. Renee has brought some special guests along for this live in-studio performance. We're very happy to have Tata Taka Uno on piano, Gerald Cannon at the bass, Willie Jones III on drums, Justin Robinson on alto saxophone, and Renee Neufil singing the music from the songbook of Roy Hargrove. Renee, how did you and Roy hook up as musical collaborators?
Well, I would say it was around the year 2002. I was looking to get some material to D'Angelo, who Roy basically did all the horn arrangements for. And
for Voodoo.
Yes, and I was introduced to Roy, and when I met Roy, I gave him my music that I was trying to get to D'Angelo. He said, fine, I'll do that for you. But once he heard the music that I was writing and producing at the time, he decided that he was going to thwart that mission. And basically, he said he was going to add me to the band, make sure that I played in the band, because he said, no one knows that you're writing like this. No one knows that you're singing this way. I'm mostly known for R&B.
Exactly.
So it was like a transitional period of for me. And that's how it happened. And I just trusted the powers that be that I would be able to move forward in this direction. So it was kind of like, yeah, it wasn't really planned, but yeah.
Right. Well, for those of you, for listeners who don't know, Renee was half of the duo of the 90s neo-soul group Jeanne, along with Gene Baylor.
And songwriter.
And the group that you're talking about with Roy Hargrove is RH Factor.
Yes.
And there were three recordings, RH Factor, Hard Groove, Strength, and Distractions. And you're on all three of those, and you wrote some of the material for that, did you not?
Yes, I did. I wrote material on all three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe two of the three, and then sung on all three. Yeah, and toured with him for 15 years.
Yes, I know. That was a wonderful collaboration, and we're excited to hear your new recording that's dropping on the 25th, Something to Believe, and we're very excited to hear what you and the band have brought along here to our studios today.
Thank
what do you have up for us next?
Well, the first tune that we're going to do is an up-tempo tune, a tune that actually Roy and Willie Jones III brought to my knowledge. It's a favorite of theirs. It's called Close Your Eyes.
Yes. All right. Renee Neufil here on WBGO.
Close your eyes, and I'll close mine. Close.
Renee Neuville here on member-supported WBGO 88.3 FM. We're online at WBGO.org, and thanks to your support, we are able to bring music to you live in our studios here at WBGO. Leslie Harrison with Renee singing Close Your Eyes and members of the Roy Hargrove Band. We are celebrating the birthday on what would have been the 50th birthday of Roy Hargrove today, and we're very happy to have all of these members, former members, friends of Roy's here in our studio, and with Renee Neuville, who, Renee, are you going to be doing more jazz? I mean, just in general, I've seen you lately live, and I'm like, okay, she's going in that direction.
Well, I would like to say I will be doing more music.
Good.
Music that is classic, music that I feel, music that has integrity. And if it is jazz, if it falls under the songbook, fine. I love lyrics.
Right.
I love great storylines. And at this point and stage in my life, you know, I just believe that we all kind of, we're all searching for a more of a authentic presence in the music that we listen to, you know, because of all that's going on in the world. And
oh, yes.
I find that in jazz, you can do that. You
exactly.
can do that in soul music.
Exactly.
In writing. I want to do a lot more writing. I'm inspired again to write.
Are you all touring together as part of the Roy Hargrove family? Are we going to see more of that?
Absolutely.
All of you?
Is oh, this the band? Absolutely. We're going to be, you're going to see, and I can speak for all of us, you're going to see a number of configurations mm-hmm. of all of us, because we've all shared the stage, the sanctuary.
Exactly.
Okay, with Roy. And everyone that knew him knows that there's nothing more important to him than the sanctuary.
Absolutely.
And so through that, we are extensions of his legacy, and there's so many more. We're just a part. So there are people that are not here that we're all going to be collaborating with, and we're going to spread, you know, the message of love and sound and harmony and truth through the music, because that's all that mattered to
Roy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Will we see another RH factor or another configuration?
I believe so.
Okay.
We're all very willing. You know, RH factor, we love one another. Mm-hmm. You know, we tour together. We love touring. So we want to, you know, we want to continue on. And we're hoping next year, 2020, to come back to Europe if everyone's schedule allows for that, to just continue to do the songs that the people are missing. You know, Crazy Race, these are mm-hmm. staples now.
Right. And mm-hmm. that's on Distractions, right?
Yes. You've got Forget Regret.
I think that's the record that Brian Back has produced along with Joe Clausell. Is
yes.
that the EP?
Yes.
That's become like a house classic.
Become a staple and a classic.
Right.
And thank God that Roy, you know, had the wherewithal to do it and understand that limitations and boundaries do us no good, do us no justice. He always was stretching and pushing forward, pushing the music forward, and he always did it with integrity. And thank God he did that, because look what we have. We have these relationships.
Yes, wonderful relationships.
Yeah.
Indeed. And I know all of you gentlemen have shared the stage with Roy. I've known you over the years. And thank you so much for being in the studio today with us. And we're here with Tadataka Uno on the piano and Gerald Cannon at the bass, artist as well, visual artist and bassist, Willie Jones III on drums, and Justin Robinson on saxophone, and of course Renee Neufeld, who's written a brand new song that will drop on October 25th, called Something to Believe In. And you wrote that for Roy.
Yes, actually, Willie and Justin both called me one day and they said, we have these chords, we would like to know if you could write a song to it for Roy. You know, Willie was like, Renee, I told Justin, Renee should do it. Justin was like, you know, I think Renee should kind of do it. You know, you think she would? And when I heard the music, it really spoke to me. It took me a while to finish it, but the day of the memorial at
right.
Lincoln Center,
that was
I was
premiere.
Eating breakfast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I finished it that morning. And and we performed it that day in front of an audience mm-hmm. without even rehearsing.
Well, it sounded great. I was there. And
thank
really
you.
Great to have you here. And great. Can't wait for you, our listeners, to hear it as well. But before we do that, and I do want to ask you a little bit more about Something to Believe
yes.
In. You have another song for us.
Yes, we are going to be doing, well, we're going to end with a song that Roy loved to sing, called September in the Rain.
Yes.
It's an ode to him.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So you're going to do Something to Believe In now?
Yeah.
Oh, like great. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Renee Neufeld here at Listener Supported WBGO Live in our studios.
Thank you. The same, but they'll sing your praise. So many souls, they call you friend, yes, while you carried your load more than we know. I'm a better me. You could only see, only see. The magic of your legacy will stand on its own feet. Continue on, just like a drum. So many souls that call you friend, yes, have long since left the better me. Because you show me how to believe.
Phil here on WBGO. Oh, that was beautiful, Renee. That was Something to Believe, a new record that Renee recorded along with Justin Robinson and Willie Jones III. Gerald and Tata on the record as well.
No? Actually, the members of the band in RH Factor are on the recording.
Okay.
Because one thing I remember about Roy was adamant about incorporating his entire musical family. Mm-hmm. And so in the spirit of Roy Hargrove, we have some of RH Factor, some of the quintet. So Bobby Sparks is on keys.
Okay.
Jason Thomas is on drums. Brian Hargrove, his baby brother, mm-hmm. arranged the strings. We have Joel Ross on the vibes, and we have Dezron Douglas on upright bass.
Very nice. That's dropping October 25th. That's a beautiful song. I mean, everyone in this room was touched by Roy, you know, in so many ways. You know, he was our brother. We loved him dearly. And we are celebrating his birthday today here at WBGO.
Yay!
Yeah, he would have been 50 years old today, and celebrate is indeed what he would definitely want us to do. and you've written this beautiful tune. Tell me about those beautiful lyrics. You talked about how he touched so many people.
Well, you know, we are all collectively dealing with loss in some sort of way. And I remember approaching this song as a writer. I really wanted to be mindful of not making the song too personal, but also creating a narrative so that it could be healing for everyone. You know, and I think that this is a very great opportunity for us to look at loss as something that we can actually gain from. You know, when we meet people in our lives and they leave us, they don't always leave. You know, their spirit still lives with us. And a lot of times we are left better from knowing them. And I know for a lot of us as musicians, knowing Roy has made us better musicians. His humanity was so great. And his patience, his fairness, his sensitivity. And so I just wanted to make sure that the lyrics in this song spoke to that. And they also, I needed to really remain present, take my time with it, mm-hmm. and keep it really classic. I really love classics.
Very beautiful. It's a very beautiful tune. And when Roy passed nearly a year ago, Roy Hargrove, we're speaking about Roy Hargrove today here on Afternoon Jazz and celebrating his music and his life, and definitely left a big hole in the music world. But so many people are celebrating his music all the time. And we're so happy to have all of you here in the studio with us today.
Thank you.
Justin, I know you were part of writing this tune. How did that come about for you?
Yeah, you know, just after his passing, mm-hmm. because actually we were traveling on that day together when everything happened, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, just I guess the emotion of everything. I've known him since 1988. Mm-hmm. Whenever he came to New York, he was on his way up to Berkeley mm-hmm. to audition for school.
88.
Yeah. So, you know, since then, you know,
right.
And we've been friends, so... You know, just it took a lot out of me, the whole thing. So I just wanted to be able to kind of express something through music. And I just sat down at the piano, and a couple hours later, I had the intro and, you know, the melody and everything, the chords. Yeah. But I need the lyrics.
You listen to Justin Robinson, who was a longtime member of Roy Hargrove's quintet. And he's here in the studio today with Renee Neufeld. They've written a tune called Something to Believe that drops on October 25th. But you're going to do something else out of the Roy Hargrove songbook. Yes.
Yes, we're going to do a song that Roy loved to play and his fan base loved to hear. And hopefully the spirit of Roy will fill him when you hear the melodies called September in the Rain. The leaves are brown, came tumbling down. Remember, in September, in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September, in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to sing a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September. Love, I heard you whisper, sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That's September in the rain. That's September. That's September. That's September in the rain.
Love that one. Love that big band arrangement of that as well. Sounded great, Renee. We're looking forward to hearing the single. You heard it live here on listener-supported WBGO. We are celebrating the man, the music of Mr. Roy Hargrove. Would have been 50 years old today. Oh, my goodness. He left a big hole in our hearts, but this is music lives on. Renee, what's coming up for you in the future? You have any more gigs that we can promote for you today coming up? You're so busy.
Thank you. I'm just very grateful in this moment. I have the Blue Note with Robert Glasper on October 22nd and 23rd.
He's doing a whole week of celebrating the music of Roy. Is that?
No, it won't be a whole week. Oh, okay. It'll just be the 22nd and 23rd. Okay. He's at the Blue Note all month.
Right. He's doing a monthly residency.
So you had Esperanza and everyone. Right. And then I will be in Geneva, Switzerland, November 14th for another Roy Hargrove tribute. I'll be doing the Winter Jazz Music
Winter
Festival.
Winter Jazz Festival in January.
Jazz Festival mm-hmm. in January.
In New York City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a few other things coming up. The Jazz Gallery All-Stars are performing mm-hmm. in September of 2020 and October 2020. So we'll be doing Newport and we'll be doing Carnegie Hall.
All and for also, the Roy Hargrove.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. And also with Willie Jones, we're going to be performing in California, most likely in March at Yoshi's. We're looking at doing Newport and we're looking at recording some more in the very, very near future. To keep the music going.
Because
Roy said, if you take care of the music will take care of you.
Exactly. Well, thank you for taking care of the music and of Roy and his legacy is certainly in good hands with all of you here. Renee, thank you so much for coming to our studios today.
Thank you, Leslie, for having
us. You are so welcome.
We love you.
I love you, too. And thank you, Tara. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Willie. Thank you, Gerald, for coming in and keeping the spirit and the love alive for our dear brother, Mr. Roy Anthony Hargrove. Would have been 50 years old today. We celebrate him here every day on listener-supported WBGO 88.3 FM, online at WBGO.org. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.